Yep, I knew it. It's gonna be a bit of a walk for us both, sweetheart. Every year, no matter how early we get here, it's always a zoo. It's well worth it though, isn't it? Standing in line for ages for cider and those sweet, sweet donuts. Oh, my mouth's watering already just thinking about it. I'm actually really excited. Are you? Yeah, I know. The crowd can get a bit overwhelming, but don't you worry, Pumpkin. Once we're up there, you know, let me treat you to some cider and donuts, and we can find a spot by the river and relax a bit. Sound like a plan? Great. I'm glad. And afterwards, we can take a hayride through the orchard and pick some apples. I know how much you love that. Yes, you need to pick the perfect apples to create the perfect apple pie. And you do make a great apple pie. Oh, now my stomach's growling. Come on, love. I'm sure we can find a spot. So, what's your favorite apple again? Oh, I know a lot of people would say Honeycrisp, but I'm more of a Gala guy myself. This basket is getting kind of heavy, love. Do you mind if we rest for a bit? Great, thanks. Wow. I've never walked this deep in the orchard before. It's so quiet, away from all that bustle over there. Just look at all those trees. They're so colorful. So pretty. Just like you. You're welcome. Can I be honest with you for a minute? No, there's nothing to be scared about, really. Well, except maybe that witch that's been flying on top of that barn over there. I'm kidding. No, it has been freaking me out a bit. I know. I know, it's just an animatronic. Honey, I wanted to talk about us. About how it's been lately. You know, we've been going out more, having a lot less fights. I've been feeling really good about us lately. I wanted you to know that. No, it's not just that. You know, we're both getting better day by day. When one of us does something that bothers the other, we don't bottle it up inside anymore. Not like we used to. Yes, exactly. I appreciate it when you let me know what's bothering you. You know, it helps me understand what you're going through. And you can always be sure that I'll be there for you, no matter what. If there comes a time where I don't really know how to help you, then we'll work through it together. What I mean to say is, I like that we're getting more serious. It feels like we're on the same page, and I couldn't be happier to be with you. I love you. I want you to remember it. Hey, I don't think I told you this before, but I love your dress. It's cottagecore, right? Well, I think you wear it beautifully. It hugs you in, you know, all the right places. No, I don't think it's dumb. I think it's adorable. What do you mean? sweetheart, I promise you. If you saw anybody giving you weird looks today, they were probably just jealous. They don't matter. And besides, they cannot pull this look off like you can. Trust me. Yes. I love every bit of it, and I love your confidence to wear whatever you want. That's part of the reason I fell in love with you. And it's also part of the reason I just can't take it anymore. Well, what did you say, Pumpkin? You want to do it here? Now? With all these trees? Yes, I want you. I want you and no one else. And if you want to fuck in an apple orchard, then damn it. We're fucking in an apple orchard. Even now, I can tell you're getting a little hot in this dress of yours. Aren't you? I can feel how wet you are between my fingers, love. You have such cute panties, too. What are those? Bats? How perfect. You know I can't resist giving you a little pecks and kisses on your neck and little nibbles too. Let me under your dress, love. I want a taste of you. Can I? Do you want me to? Well then. Let me slide your panties down. Yes. Now, step out of them. There you are, love. Oh, you are so beautiful. Down here, I can't help but just... How does that feel, love? More tongue? Of course, my love. To oblige. Here, turn around. Yeah, lean against that tree. Now. Yes. I could dress up for me. Don't you worry, Pumpkin. I'll be sure not to get it dirty. I promise you. You ready, love? Okay. Here I come. I've always pictured us doing it in public. I just never thought we'd do it like this. Oh, shit. Damn. You feel so good, honey. You don't mind if I fill you up, do you? Your breasts are just so much fun to grasp. I can't get enough of you. And your ass. Do you still like it when I spank you? Oh yeah, that's right. I know you can't resist it when I'm pumping in and out of you. And I love to hear you gasp with every spank. Shh, shh, love. Shh, don't scream. Don't scream. I don't want anyone to hear us. Do you want me to cover your mouth? I can. Not like it matters, though. We're so far away, nobody can hear us. And if anyone does see us, damn right they'll get jealous of you. Isn't that right, Pumpkin? But not too hard, love. Oh, I don't want to hurt you. Not so much that you can't take it anymore. Even now. I don't think I can take it much longer. I told you, sweetheart, your dress won't get dirty. Because I'm going to come inside you. Just a little longer, love. I'm not over you yet. Here, show me your neck. Oh God, sweetheart, I love you so much. It's coming. Deep inside, I'm gonna come. Here, here. Here's your panties, Pumpkin. Wait. It's getting dark. Already? Oh, shit. We gotta get back. Hey, here. Have my jacket. I mean, I know we're both warm now, but the after-sex high can drop super quick, and you might get cold on our way back. Plus, you know, if any hickeys form. Don't believe me. My bite marks on you look super hot, day or night. Yes, I'd be happy to give my jacket to you. Then, once we're home, I wouldn't mind giving you a little more. Can you help me with this basket? Yeah. It's still pretty heavy. Yeah. Thanks. You know, I once heard that apples carry magical properties of, wisdom, healing, beauty, and love. Yeah. Let's just say a little witch told me.